Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, March 18th. Second show of the day. Jaguars' second signing of the day. They're signing edge Trevis Gibson. We will get into it. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out GenJack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. So, we know the Jaguars signed Joey Sly earlier today, the kicker. Not super pumped about that. You can go check that video out as well. But Trevis Gibson, this is a good signing for the Jaguars, in my opinion. It is a positive move, a move putting this defensive front in the right direction. Don't know the contract details yet, but certainly feels like one of those that's not going to be very cost prohibitive. Trevis Gibson is an edge player drafted in the fifth round out of Tulsa in 2020 by the Chicago Bears. He's 26 years old. So we know he's not going to be a starter in Jacksonville. That's not the role the Jaguars are bringing him in to fill. You have Josh Allen. You have Trayvon Walker. Josh Allen currently under the franchise tag. The Jaguars are working to get a long-term deal done with him. They should have already gotten one done. But that's neither here nor there. Trayvon Walker, your first overall pick from a couple years ago. These guys led all duos in sacks last year in the entire NFL. I think Josh Allen is a superstar. I think Trayvon Walker took a big step in the right direction last year. They're your two clear starters, but this is another depth player to add to the mix. In 2021 and 2022 with the Bears, his 2 years where he was actually really featured in a rotation, 57 pressures on 566 pass rush reps, 10 sacks over those two seasons. Dude had 5 forced fumbles in 2021 alone. He looked like an impressive up-and-coming player during the 2021 and 2022 campaigns. So Gibson, though, was waived by the Bears right at the end of the preseason in 2023. They had kind of a new look direction of their defensive front. They wanted to make changes. They wanted to potentially upgrade. They certainly did that. But the Titans signed him after he was released at the end of the 2023 preseason, final roster cuts. Titans picked him up. He didn't really have time to get it going there, coalesce with that defensive front and with what they were doing. So he didn't get a ton of reps in 2023. Now he entered 2024 free agency after kind of a weird campaign for him in 2023. And I think the Jaguars get a bargain. Don't know the contract details yet again, but it's going to be towards the low end for Trevis Gibson here. But looking at what he brings to the table beyond the stats that he produced in 2021 and 2022, excellent length, 34-inch arms. You know Trent Baalke just loves edge players that have length, defensive linemen, offensive linemen. If you're playing in the trenches, he wants you to have long arms. 34 inches certainly passes the length threshold for Trent Baalke with flying colors. He's over 260 pounds. So this is a big guy, long arms. He's explosive, an easy mover out there. When you watch him on tape, which I did this afternoon a little bit, you can kind of just see the effortless athleticism out there on the field. Can get to the top of the arc as a rusher, bend the edge, collapse the pocket. So he has all the physical traits you're really looking for and someone who's going to be a starter, quite frankly. But why isn't he a starter? As we mentioned in Jacksonville, because there's two guys in front of him that are clearly your starters. But he does not have a super refined skill set, doesn't have a huge bag of pass rush moves. And so that's why he's kind of still a rotational player. I don't think you have a guy that is a nuanced rusher at this point. So that's why the Jags are able to get him when they did, in my opinion. But what does his addition mean for the Jaguars room? Where does he fit in? Right now, I do think he is edge three because you've seen a lot of the guys that were in the building last year not here anymore, at least for now. I do think ideally you find someone that can compete with Trevis Gibson or even downright take more reps than Gibson for edge three for that role. Because in this defense, in every defense.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You need a rotation of quality pass rushers. Like, you can't just go out there with Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker and expect to have a really good pass rush, even though those two guys are really good. You did it last year. They had a huge year in terms of the numbers, in terms of the pressures and the sacks and all that fun stuff, but you still didn't have a very good pass rush. Part of that was the interior, certainly, and you've addressed that. You brought in Eric Armstead. You're hoping Devon Hamilton returns to full health. But you need another edge rusher or two. And so Trevis Gibson fits in there, but I don't think the Jaguars should be done in that regard. Because, again, while Gibson is explosive, while he is talented, he's got good size, good length, he does not have the most nuanced set of pass rush skills. Entering the NFL, he was a little bit raw, you know, still developing. And I think that's still the case right now. There have certainly been some ups and downs early in his career. So this should not be the only move for the Jaguars to bolster what they have in that edge group, in my opinion. There are plenty more quality vets out there. There are a bunch of dudes in the draft that can come in and compete as well. You do have Yasir Abdullah still on the roster, who you drafted last year early on day three. Kind of a change-up type player. Didn't get a lot of opportunities from the Jaguars last year. But I like this move. You now have someone who, at the very least, has shown he can make an impact as a rotational edge in this league, and there's no reason to believe he can't still do that. He hasn't had some major injury. He's still very young at 26 years old. He should be hungry to try to go earn a nice contract here in the next couple years. But, you know, Caleb on Chaseon, he couldn't do it for you. You had him last year. You had him for the last 4 years. Couldn't get the job done. Never developed. Just really struggled throughout his young NFL career, and he goes to Carolina. The Panthers now have the first three picks from one of the worst Jaguars draft classes in franchise history. They've acquired C.J. Henderson, Laviska Shenault, and now Caleb on Chaseon as well. So kind of interesting that the Panthers are going after those top three picks of the Jaguars. Maybe their worst draft class. Arguably their worst draft class in history. But, you know, DeJuan Smoot, after the Achilles, he didn't have it last year. Do they try to bring him back? Do they see maybe another offseason removed from that injury? Could he be more of what he was pre-injury? Because pre-injury, DeJuan Smoot was an excellent rotational edge. One of the better rotational edge players in the league in 2022 before his injury, right? But he didn't have it last year. Again, Yasir Abdullah did not get a lot of opportunities. You imagine he'll get more opportunities to compete this year. But Trevis Gibson, he will have the chance to compete for meaningful reps, to be the edge three at this point is what it looks like. But there are some vets out there that I think would be able to give him a run for his money and maybe put him in that edge four role where I would feel great with where he would be for the Jaguars. Derek Barnett, Bud Dupree, Carl Lawson, Tyus Bowser. That's just a few of the names out there that I think make sense. Derek Barnett has played for Doug Peterson, had a resurgent end of the 2023 season in Houston after the Eagles decided to move on from him. And then Bud Dupree has played for Ryan Nielsen last year in Atlanta, had a nice role as a rotational edge for them as well. So again, lots of options out there for the Jaguars. They could also wait till the draft to try to address the position. I personally would like to see another veteran and then also add to it in the draft, because I just think you can never have enough good edge rushers. You want to have a stable. You want to keep this pipeline growing of quality edge rushers in Jacksonville, in my opinion. But you now have two good starters. Josh Allen is a Pro Bowl, close to all pro type of guy, and Trayvon Walker taking steps forward each year. I think he's in line to have a very big year three for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And now you have a depth player in Travis Gibson that you can feel good about on the edge. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Would love to know what you think. Drop a comment in the comment section below. Again, if you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.